As the years go by, it will prove itself unless he disproves himself. But the speech itself, I think, rang with so much truth that there was enough in it for everybody.
How important is this speech in opening a line of dialogue or discussion about race and a discussion that goes fairly untouched?
Well, for four centuries in America, we have been faced with the trinity of wickedness, which could be described as racism, violence, and greed. And these are three things that America has to make up for. And if we don't, then as the only remaining empire in the modern world, we will begin to implode. Most empires don't explode from the outside. They implode from the inside. We will hurt ourselves unless we address the questions of racism, violence, and greed. I think America can save itself by facing itself.
Some of his critics say that he didn't put enough distance between himself and his reverend by, you know, speaking out against the man's words, but not out against the man. What is your reaction to that?
I think that it misfocuses what should be at the center of attention. A primary question is, did Reverend Jeremiah Wright speak truth? Next, was he speaking truth to power? And not did the preacher's words necessarily reflect those of the members' thoughts? Secondly, were the preacher's words true of the preacher or true of the sound bites?
How much do you think this dialogue that Obama has opened about race will play into his going on now for the nomination?
He's walking a delicate line because confession of racism is not something that the vast majority of Americans want to hear. Even as we speak of violence, and even as we speak of the genocide of Native Americans, these are not subjects that will popularize you with a good segment of the American populace. We have to do something about the racism, and yet if it polarizes us in one of the turning points of our political world and arena, then we hurt ourselves by continuing the subject.
Thank you so much for speaking
with
me, Reverend Murray.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.